This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We talked about overseeding your lawn yesterday, but what's the best mix for you? There are blends and there are mixtures. A blend is the same type of grass, but different cultivars. A mix has two, maybe three different varieties of grasses for cultural diversity. The best recommendation is to figure out what you've got and then go to your local nursery and ask them what they would suggest, or your local county extension, or certainly your local master gardeners. In the upper Midwest, Kentucky bluegrass is used most often because it's pretty, adaptable, cold-tolerant, and is generally able to recuperate from drought. However, there are always drawbacks to using just one type of any plant. Diversity is a good thing, as one type may have an issue one year, another can take over to keep your lawn looking good. It's a bit like planting all elm trees or all ash trees. We know where that led. Other grass species include perennial ryegrass. It's a great germinator and quick to establish, which helps protect the other seeds, but it's not real tolerant of cold winters and summer heat, so use only about a 25% mix. Fine fescue is a category of about five different species that are often mixed together. These species include hard fescue, slender and strong creeping red fescue, chewings fescue, and sheep fescue. Like perennial ryegrass, the fine fescues germinate very quickly. They're often the best performing species in drought trials and no-mow turf situations. Fine fescues adapt to shade or full sun. And last is tall fescue, a coarse grass that has high traffic tolerance. Something to think about if you have children that might play games on the lawn. Or you. I'll have more information on GardenBite.com and pictures too. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and follow me. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.